We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So here's the deal. The Eagles are bringing their Hotel California 2021 tour to Xcel Energy Center coming up on Friday, October 1st. Would you like to go? Man, I'd like to go. I've seen the Eagles in concert. They're amazing. We're giving away a pair of tickets every day this week on CCO to see this legendary band. Might be one of your last opportunities to see Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and the rest of the Eagles live in concert. For a chance to score a couple of passes to the show, all you have to do, couldn't be easier, go to WCCORadio.com/contests and sign up. Might want to do that soon. That concert coming up very, very quickly. Welcome back. Jor is off. PTO, vacation, little R&R this week down in Mexico. DJ with us. And so is Dr. Lori Watson, who joins us frequently on Mondays. Lori, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
How are you doing?
The Eagles.
You doing all right?
That sounds great. Man, that brings back memories.
You had a lot of good memories indeed, yes. Who doesn't like the Eagles? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm making some assumptions here, but the mark of a good relationship is when you have lots of sex, right? If your marriage is good, you're probably going to have more sex.
I think so, yes.
Okay, there is a correlation, right? If you're along...
Yes. We have to be sexually alive. We have to be sexually alive in a romantic relationship for most people to feel like it's a good relationship.
Got it. And I'm reading through your notes, and I'm floored by the fact that there's some scientific evidence that we can learn from the bond between a mother and her newborn child and how that applies to relationships and getting and keeping somebody's attention. What can you tell us about still face? Why should listeners at home or in their cars try to understand what that's all about?
Sure. Still face is the name of a very famous psychological experiment, and it was done between a mother and a baby. And, you know, at first the mother and the baby are very engaged, and then she is instructed to turn away from the baby and look back and just have a blank face. And what's really amazing is the baby immediately notices and then tries to get her attention. And when that doesn't work, she coos at the mother, she screams at the mother, she reaches for the mother, and then gets very distressed quickly. And all of us know what it's like, probably in some circumstance or another, to have our face go blank in conflict and some people in bed. And it means something, and it telegraphs a message to our partner, but our partner, unfortunately, may not get the message and may feel rejected. So, I mean, have you ever been in a fight, or have you ever been, you know, taking the kids out for ice cream and everybody's clamoring and, you know, you're just like, I got to get home, and your face goes blank because you don't want to blow up at them? That's a still face.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. So what is the lesson? I mean, you're trying to nurture your relationship and connect with your better half. What advice do you have with this scientific study in mind?
Sure. So in conflict, you know, people put on the still face for reasons. It may be to keep themselves calm. Maybe they feel overwhelmed and they don't want to show it. Or maybe they're angry and they don't want to blow up at their partner. But the still face, to the person who sees it, you know, can be dysregulating, just like this experiment. We don't know what that means. We don't know the emotional impact behind it. And so we get distressed, especially people talk about this in the bedroom. You know, I'm making love to my partner and there's no response. There doesn't seem to be any responsiveness. Their face is blank. Their body lies still. And so we don't know if we're getting through, if they're enjoying it, if they're enjoying us, if they have desire to be with us, and it's dysregulating. So what do we do about that?
What do we do about that? Because I think a lot of people may forget, they may still have their work face on, right? I mean, I try to be cool and calm and pragmatic and at work and solve problems. But if you bring that face into the bedroom, it's not going to do you any favors, right?
Right. Resting work face in the bedroom is not necessarily fun.
Okay.
Okay, so if your partner has a still face and you are feeling upset by that or you notice it and you want to figure it out, I mean, because there are so many reasons that they might have that face on, we want to first get curious. So we want to put aside for just a minute our feelings of rejection and reactivity and, you know, accusing them of something. We just want to say, hey, you know, especially in the bedroom, it's like, you know, I noticed when we were making love, you just had this blank look on your face, and I'm wondering if it's something that you are aware of or if you could talk about or if you could kind of tell me what your state of mind is, because I'd love to know you and I care about you. Did you like that?
That's part of the act, right? Your facial expression. So I'm always shocked, you know. I just have a look of shock, you know, like, oh, wow, okay.
Nice. We're going to do it? This is a good thing.
Well, we're married. Yeah, we're allowed to, yeah.
Right. You know, but people in bed, you know, a lot of times they control their face because, you know, as you let go, your face may do whatever, and they want to stay attractive to their partner, so they control what their face looks like. Or maybe it does mean they're resentful of doing it at that moment. Or it could mean anxiety, or they're afraid of failing their partner, or they're not feeling aroused. But we got to figure it out. So that curiosity helps us.
So I would assume that this means lights on in the bedroom, or at least a little bit of light, right?
I like the way you think, Paul. I do. Yeah, okay. Lights on. Lights on, man.
You want to see the face of the person
you're with? How about in conflict, though? Just go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. I'm writing this down.
Okay. So in conflict, we want to have patience versus making any assumptions. And the way we might say it to our partner is, you know, I'm noticing that you took a long time to answer me. So is there anything that we could talk about? Or are you having mixed feelings about what I'm asking or what I'm saying? You know, that same sense of patience and asking versus assuming anything about what the still face means.
Okay. I think the talking part, and guys, I know I'm generalizing here, but guys tend to have a tougher time with the talking part. I prefer to text. My wife does not appreciate that. But the talking is everything, right? And the facial expressions.
Text is better than nothing, Paul. So you're in the running.
Well, it's a bad start, and you're going to be covering all this. You have a big Zoom retreat coming up. Can you tell listeners about how they can get involved in that?
Sure.
Yes, on Friday, October 1st, from 10 to 4:30 Eastern Time, I'm doing a Zoom retreat with my partner George Fowler, who's my co-host on the podcast Foreplay Radio, and it's called Great Sex and Great Love. And it's really for people who want to focus a whole day on their marriage and their sex life. It's not going to be embarrassing. We're not going to ask you questions about sex. You don't have to share in the group. But, you know, people who are trying to get that sizzle back, or if maybe they want to break that negative sexual or emotional cycle in their partnership and, you know, really get through to each other or deepen their connection and intimacy, this would be the day to spend with us and kind of let us help you get through to each other.
And what's the website?
So it's foreplayradiosextherapy.com. I don't say that very often. But if they find, you know, Lori Watson, sex therapist, they're going to find me. But it's basically the podcast website, foreplayradiosextherapy.com, and it's in the resource section is, you know, the information on how to register.
Okay. Very
cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lori. Appreciate all your great advice. And again, you are a PhD. You know what you're talking about, and we appreciate you taking on head to head some pretty interesting subjects that I think all of us have a stake in learning more about and getting better at. You can always get better.
Absolutely. We all have struggles in sex and in love and connecting, and these tools and things just help us feel more love and feel more connected to each other.
Keep the lights on. Okay, I'm writing this down. Dr. Lori Watson, Foreplay Radio, thank you so much for joining us, Lori. We'll catch you next Monday.
Okay, bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.